Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Stephen Heasley, and I'll be your host for today's program, part of a series examining the 2013 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 12th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and Deloitte member firm partners and senior practitioners. Today we'll be listening in on a conversation between Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan is director of TMT research for Deloitte Canada and is co-author of TMT Predictions. Paul of Deloitte United Kingdom is also a TMT Predictions co-author and is responsible for the TMT sector within Deloitte Research, Deloitte's dedicated thought leadership group. Today, Duncan and Paul will be discussing how over-the-top may lift legacy broadcasters and distributors more than pure plays, one of this year's media predictions. Let's begin with an overview from Paul.
Deloitte predicts in 2013 that two of the top three over-the-top TV and movie services, wherever these are available, will be offered by broadcasters.
You and I live and breathe this stuff. We know what over-the-top is, but maybe not everybody. Can you explain what is over-the-top TV?
Yeah, it's a good question. Very simple answer. So it's whereby people download or stream their TV and movie content via the internet.
All right. Now, I've read a lot about over-the-top OTT, and it always is made to seem like it's a service that competes with existing broadcasters. It isn't something that's offered by them.
Now, there are some big independent over-the-top providers, but also most of the broadcasters in developed countries, whether they're free-to-air or pay TV, also have their own over-the-top services.
But I've read an awful lot about over-the-top, and usually it's positioned as something that competes with broadcasters. It isn't a service that broadcasters also offer.
I mean, there are certainly many independent companies which are offering over-the-top services, but there are also a lot of broadcasters, whether they're free-to-air or pay TV, which also offer an over-the-top service, often under their own brands. And what they're offering is the ability for their viewers to catch up on programs that they missed when first broadcast, or else if they're out of their homes, to watch it wherever they are.
I think I get that. In other words, OTT from a broadcaster is essentially the same as what we used to call on-demand TV, except delivered over the internet. Why would a consumer pick content preferentially from a broadcast OTT solution rather than from the independent or pure play over-the-top providers?
Yeah, there's a very good reason for that. So when you look at what people watch, whether it's live or on demand, it is the content that everyone else is watching. They focus on the mainstream content, soap operas, reality shows that everyone's watching. So if you want that content on demand, you have no choice but to use a broadcaster's sites. If you want to watch footage which is, say, a couple of years old, then the OTT pure plays, the independents, may well have that. Now, for some people, that's exactly what they want. They're quite happy catching up on content which was shown a few years back. But it's not for everyone.
It seems to me, whether it's coming from the broadcaster or from one of the independents, that this could mount up and be quite a bit of additional bandwidth. Does that have any effect on this market?
Yeah, I think so. So we have to remember that the internet is what's called a rival service. So if someone is consuming it, it means someone else has got less of it. So if you have lots of people using over-the-top services, that means that for a certain group of people in an area, the quality of service will decline. And I think what that may cause is people to go back to either remembering to PVR what they wanted to watch, so using their digital video recorders, or else to watch live.
Thank you, Paul. I look forward to watching a lot of TV in 2013 over the top, maybe from broadcasters, maybe from one of the independents.
You've been listening in on a conversation between TMT Predictions co-authors Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan, Paul, thank you so much for joining us today on Deloitte Global Insights. And as a reminder to our listeners, you can listen to more podcasts like this, watch videos, engage in social media, and download all of this year's predictions in technology, media, and telecommunications by visiting our website, www.deloitte.com/predictions2013. For more information on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines, please visit www.deloitte.com/global. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcast. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.